Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, I'm Maria. Cautionary note, I swear a lot in this podcast. Not Jamie, because she's composed, but I do. So, if the occasional F-bomb offends, then note. This is a podcast with such language.
How about that easy dinner we're going to put together?
How about in the kitchen for our dinner party? Oh my gosh, you know, all of these things would point to don't do it. Just don't do it.
Welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning from the 70s, but applied today. I'm Jamie. I hosted a dinner party, y'all.
I'm Maria, and I drug my way through a dinner party.
Join us in our final episode where we take a look back at the whole series. We took all the advice and we see how we did. We listened to some confession cans.
Let's be honest, we're going to rip into ourselves.
Yeah.
That's all that's left to do now. Seeing as everyone else has, we figured we should really just rip into ourselves.
We just wrap this whole piece.
Welcome to it.
I'm proud of us. It was a success. We are a success.
I would say we are a vision of success. Okay.
I mean, for two people who have never done any of this.
Absolutely. Like
before.
Yeah. Considering that we've never hosted an event that to that scale.
We did six courses.
Yeah.
We had more than 20 people show up. I'm proud of us. I'm stoked.
I'm proud of us too. Okay.
Would you do it again?
No.
I knew you were going to say that too.
Absolutely not. Like, you know what my takeaway was from the what? Dinner party? Just take them out to dinner. Like, just, you want 20 people? Great. Take them out to dinner. Like, don't bother doing that at home.
So much work.
So much work, right?
So much work.
It's so much planning, it's so much, then on the actual night, it's so much work. And then afterwards, you've got all this cleaning and all this sort of stuff to do. It's
and like, we didn't even get to eat.
I know.
Because we were so, like, trying to take care of everybody
yes,
else.
Yes, that's yeah. why I said, I'm like, you know what I mean? Just hand the duties off.
Yeah, just go out, enjoy meal, everybody.
So was it worth it?
As a one-time thing.
You're not going to host.
No, as a one-time thing yeah. and to go, now I've had the experience of doing that
yeah.
and like some funny shit happened along the way. And sure.
Yeah.
But like the outside of that, no.
Yeah, because even if we were to go out to dinner now in the city, I don't know if we would be able to find a similar experience to what we just had.
That's true, yeah.
So yeah, but I would prefer somebody else gave me the experience rather than doing it because it's a lot.
So private chef.
This is what we should have done.
Actually what we should have just got a private yeah. chef to come in.
Reliving the art of entertaining.
Let's go through the eps and maybe do a highlight of each episode.
Episode 1, meeting Jackie. Meeting her and her stories about her life.
Yes.
Right?
So and, accomplished.
And just so varied, just like yeah. so many things that she has lived through. And particularly was her story about JFK.
Yeah.
Why did you not want to be involved with John?
Because he was a hopeless womanizer.
Oh, dear.
And his wife put up with it. In the end said, I mustn't detain you any longer, Mr. President. which I thought was a very nice way to get rid
of
him.
It is a very nice way.
And he moved on to the next person.
I think that's a very gracious way to decline the president.
Thank you.
Harris.
Harris from a window.
Oh, you wrote I love Paris. I love the French. There was a wonderful opera house in Paris, and I used up my week's pay almost every Saturday going to the opera, which was heaven.
And it's, you know, like, all these...
And other tidbits. Writing, like, yeah. Your other stories, yeah, mm. Your other books.
Yes, yeah.
My favourite moment?
Yeah.
Coffee.
So we're down in Christchurch, yeah. We're interviewing Jackie, and so we picked up some danishes before we popped into the aged home care to do our interview with her.
Yeah.
And midway through the interview, she's parched and she'd like to have coffee. So she suggests, yeah. At her suggestion, not ours, she suggests that we break to have take coffee and yeah. Eat some danishes.
Oh, it's our coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So Jackie's just ordered us some coffees to go with our treats of macaroons and danishes.
So what you hear then is the nurse coming to give us coffee. What you don't see, because it's a podcast, is that when we push that buzzer, a nurse came with a wheelchair.
So she opens the door back first. She's wheeling in the wheelchair. And when she turns around, what she sees is Jackie, Jamie, and myself seated and just looking
with
at her.
Danishes.
With Danishes. No emergency in sight.
I didn't even clock what was going on. So I'm just like, milk, please.
Yes.
And it's not until afterwards where you make a comment in the car and you're like, that's a button for emergency.
It's the emergency button that we're pressing for coffee.
And I just want, I bring it up because I just want to say, I am so sorry. These are hardworking nurses in this aged care home,
like,
who are looking after people. And I'm like, can you take this off? I'm so sorry.
Episode 2. The guest list.
Okay, Ep 2 with Bubba. We went to high tea.
Yes. Favorite part of that is, for me, you and I have rolled up to the Pano Rose Gardens a bit early.
Yeah.
And it's sunny. Yeah. There's a sunny break in Auckland and we're just sitting outside.
Because it's like gardens.
It's gardens.
A beautiful white building.
Grand sort of setting, right? We're sitting outside waiting for Bubba to roll up. And naturally,
this is also my favourite part.
We're making jokes. You know what I mean? We're out there just fucking around making jokes. And we are laughing so loud and making these jokes so loud. We don't even notice when Bubba arrives. The guest that we're there to host, we don't even notice when they arrive.
But she hears us first.
But she hears us before she sees us.
Oh my gosh, did you not hear us in here going, trying our fancies fetch the car.
She's the host. Yeah. I'm expecting a lot,
Jane. Don't.
Were there any key points and stuff that she gave us that you were like, yes, that was a highlight for you?
She said a lot of really good things. Actually.
She did. She said one thing that actually really caught me off guard, and I was like, I never thought about it in that way.
What was that?
We're asking her what makes a good guest list, and she goes, it's not about the guest, it's actually about the host.
They could all be interesting people on their own, but if you bring them together, they might, you know, it's like not the vibe for everyone, yeah. So I think it's on the host.
Okay. But it just sort of stopped me in my tracks for a moment because I hadn't actually considered that it might be more about how the host informed that guest list and how they make them feel.
Yeah.
As opposed to like all the guests that turn up and make it interesting.
Episode 3, picking the menu.
My favourite part of that was, probably when he walked in with a box.
Yes.
And I was like, oh,
I know, yeah, yeah.
Treats. But no, I really loved when he was talking about, like, his food, like, stuff that he loves from home and all that kind of stuff. Like,
comfort foods for me are like fresh fruits. Mm. They remind me of my childhood because, like, when I was growing up, mom had papaya trees, avocado, guava. So I used to box the kids next door for my guava. And even in my last trip, I was like telling my nephews, don't touch uncle's guava. It's like, you lose your legs. I will, like, fight for my food.
Yeah. Nice.
For me, it really highlighted the difference. Like, the space between him and I and how experienced he is. And how inexperienced I am, because there's a part, and we both don't know what it is.
I know what you're gonna, yes.
But in the interview, he's talking, and we're going through the book and the menu, and he says this thing where he goes, oh, because these are all mother dishes.
So all these recipes here are mother dishes, and once you understand them, then the derivative is totally up to you. It's your skill set, your culture, whatever you can use. So gazpacho crayfish cocktail, you go down to the market, see what is available in the markets, and then just substitute that in. And
mother dishes. Episode 4, entertainment. My favorite part was because before Justin Norms came in, because we're a podcast and there's rules around what you're allowed to do, and we had talked to RNZ about music, you know, like when you have music, you have to get the rights and the licensing. Yes. It's a process.
Yeah.
And so that was something we were a bit worried about. So when we talked to Regan, we were like, what makes a party?
Yes.
What sets a vibe for a party, do you feel?
Ooh, sets a vibe for the party. I think, like, number one thing would probably be, like, music. It would probably be, like, top tier.
Yeah.
Wait. If you guys got a good
Let's
playlist?
Groove, man.
Is there going to be 70s music at the party?
There's going to be no music, IG.
Everyone playing the spoons or something.
Fuck. Our faces were, like, complete worry, because that's the thing that we were like hoping we could overcome.
But he was so funny and easy to talk to. That was a really fun interview.
Episode 5, the party schedule.
Making a plan is not always exciting.
No, it's never exciting. Making a plan, because you're hypothesizing how things should run, right?
Yeah.
And you don't really equate things that are going to happen on the fly. So it just feels, truthfully, like a waste of time. Because shit's going to happen, you know what I mean?
Episode 6, bounces. I loved this episode because we got to go back and just think of, like, parties we had attended, like, that we went to. And then we had to go and look for some bouncers.
We did.
Yeah, we had to go look for some bouncers to come to our party, and chatting to them individually. I remember we didn't make it home in time.
Yes.
And we ended up calling them, in a video chat in the car park.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was nervous because we were asking people to bounce.
Yeah.
And they were so bored. The day after our party, when we were back at the location just doing final checks, I actually recorded us, and we talk about the bouncers.
Do we?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
It's funny because I was here early, you know, watching people come in, and they kept IDing everyone. And I'm literally there just pouring punch, like, cracking up, like, dude, oh my gosh. And Lance is like, Lance Loglin, would you like, and like giving his ID and stuff, and they're like, okay, I come up, cracking up.
Episode 7, the makeovers.
The thing I was most nervous about was probably the makeover.
Yeah,
the makeover episode. I'm not into fashion or anything like that, so I was really nervous about that. So I really loved hearing, like, getting actual tips from Liz.
Yeah.
I feel like you would look cute in a, like, double-breasted suit, but more modern, I wouldn't wear a top inside.
Yeah.
And then once you button it, it looks cool, you know, get some cool buttons. And then once you button it, you can just get a necklace. Or, like, wear a scarf around your neck. You know how they had, like, the air hostess scarves by
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you could wear a suit with a air hostess scarf. I'd probably crop the pants. And then, like, with shorter girls, I think that it'll make them look a little bit taller.
So you're sorted.
That's what we need to do. That's so simple. Of course.
We'll go, yeah, we'll just go and get an outfit tailored.
An outfit
and we
tailored.
We went to Spotlight. We got matching patterns.
We got matching patterns.
Fabrics.
We got fabrics. We got samples of fabrics. And then we made the phone call. And what did they say to us, Jamie? It'd be cheaper and quicker if you didn't come here. Well, and you just went out and found something.
I think you were like, I would like to get a tailored outfit. And yeah. they were like, what kind of outfit? If you were like, tailored.
Yes, yes.
We had no idea what we were talking about.
Yeah. yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
yeah.
Go buy something.
Go buy something.
Episode 8, we're in the kitchen.
There was a part for me where I realised very quickly that I had willingly set myself up to do a cooking app with two people who appreciate following a recipe.
Yes.
Because I'm literally on the side just winging it with my jellies and, like, it actively says, like, don't put these ingredients into jelly. And I'm like, no.
Like, the box says these two ingredients yeah. and that was what you bought.
Yeah, and that's what I bought. And then I'm like, oh, my jelly's not setting. I wonder why. And it's because
I love that your pineapple, you lost it because it looked like that Cynthia doll. And I think, I don't know if Dan was genuinely worried the fact that he still came to our dinner party after that.
Because he's the only one, like, everyone else heard just stories, right, from you and I about our cooking skills.
Yes.
But he actually saw them.
He saw them. And what we did at the dinner party was like an elevated version of what he saw.
Yeah.
So that episode is a two-part. It was we did the test with Dan and then we actually started prepping the food for reals.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite moment from that?
Oh, when we're prepping for realsies, I think there's a moment. But you had gone off to that airport.
Oh, yes.
To pick up Aichi, and I'm at the Airbnb with Abba. She's amazing because she's like doing all the prep that you're doing, that you had asked her to do. And I'm trying to assemble the bomb Alaska. Daily. And that's how I became a pastry chef. So. But yeah, that's probably my favourite part. When I was like, Jamie's not even here and I can still put this dinner party on. Yes. We've done it, Jamie. We've done a dinner party, a 70s inspired dinner party.
We've done a podcast. Yeah.
Okay. I think there were a few big takeaways for me. Number one, all the planning, you actually don't need to go that hard. You also probably definitely don't need to do a dinner party. You can take people out. Like, I really want to encourage people to do that.
Because
when you think about a restaurant, right? These are people who actually want to do that. Like, they turn up. actively put together a menu that they are proud of and they want to cook. And I want to eat your food. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, let's marry them together and let's go out for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My takeaway is I would love to have more dinners in my home.
Hmm.
So I would, but potlucks.
Yeah.
I think that's why when you think of like Christmas and that,
yeah,
nobody cooks for everybody.
Yeah.
When they come over, everyone brings something.
Yeah.
Because even dishes, take it away. Everyone takes their own dishes away. Yeah. So, yeah, I would love to do more dinner parties. Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what I love? Is that we did this dinner party and then I think I went back to Wellington and we were having like a Zoom. And you go to me, one dinner party, and you're like, Jamie, hear me out. And I was like, what? And you're like, Halloween party.
No, I remember that.
I mean, I didn't say no.
So, Jamie, now that we the host, have successfully put on a dinner party in the 70s, and we've concluded how we feel about how we done, you know, how successful.
We are proud of us.
Right. Yeah. We're pretty chuffed. I think it's only fair that we take a look at what our guests thought of us. Because ultimately
it's about the guests.
Exactly.
Yeah. Really it's about us. But it's about the guests.
Yeah. I mean it's about us. But it's about us. So I reckon let's have a look at the confession cam.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. That food, right? That jelly though, I think that was like, I didn't even think that anybody was doing that in the 70s. If it came, I think Jamie just made that to torture us. If it came,
I feel like it's like the jelly that we're trying to poison us.
That's something I'm used to. So, yeah, tasty though, nonetheless.
We look fantastic. I think that the Bomb Alaska, great. Honestly, I think more desserts, symbols of authority should be set on fire. So I think it just like really sums up what I want in a like, sensory, pleasure-filled experience.
Breakfast meal. That's my progress cup. The lightness is getting me fed up.
And I'm going to the toilet right now and sort that out, okay? The toilet out, please.
All right.
Is that your condition?
That's my condition.
I love that. I also knew nothing about the centerpiece going into this.
But I feel like
that's kind of
like the
jelly. Because it was
so young.
Yeah. I think either way, it's been a really cool way to bring everyone together from different backgrounds and group of friends and stuff like that. And it's having a good old 70s time, enjoying, I guess, a 70s theme dinner as well, and obviously the brief line's been great too, so that's always great.
The setup was great, the atmosphere was great, all the food was good. A little bit of pissing in felt like the stews were a little bit under seasoned, but otherwise they tasted pretty good. My biggest surprise was the jelly salad, the orange jelly salad. Yeah, I don't really like jelly, but I tasted that. It was very refreshing, right into the cucumber.
So we're actually going to leave, eh? We're leaving in our own car, and we're going to go because, it's been too long. We're going to go because it's so hot in here, eh? Someone called the fire department, yeah. It's so hot.
Someone called the fire department.
Have a good night, the rest of you, though, because I'm going to have a good night.
Call the fire department on the jelly and peas.
So, interesting.
It wasn't as brutal.
It wasn't.
As I imagined.
Overall, it actually wasn't that brutal, which is really, yeah. There were some hilarious and honest things, like the jelly.
Yeah.
Like the cat prawns. Food doesn't taste. The prawns. The prawn cocktail. But overall, some surprising, like, and nice feedback.
Yeah, because I remember things people were saying to us on the night, yeah. So I was expecting it to be really brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening to The Art of Entertaining. Super fun to do. I'm so glad you could join us. And yeah, hopefully hear from us again.
And I hope you go out and all put on your own dinner parties now.
Yes, do it. Yeah,
do it.
Actually, a lot better than I thought it was. Gosh. We need to be giving more parties, I think.
I think so too. Oi, how awesome was it that we got to meet Jackie and she wrote this amazing book that was like actually super fun. I think we were the messy ones. Such a fun experience.
And massive shout out to our film crew who also, without them, we absolutely could not have done this.
Oh, Hano, man, we had all the help.
We had all the help, so shout out to you guys.
The Art of Entertaining is produced and presented by Jamie Poipoi and Maria Tanner.
The executive producers are Tim Watkin, Justin Gugry, and Katie Gossard.
Blair Stagpole is our producer and audio engineer.
Music by Tehima Bennett, and shout out to the absolute GOAT, author Jacqueline Steinkamp.
And also Anna Boyd. Listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course at rnz.co.nz.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.